Four Valuable Lessons Learned Through Asking by Lynette Kittle, read by Ellie Johnson. If you believe, you will receive whatever you ask for in prayer. Matthew 21:22. When hired as a senior publicist for a large publishing house, I had to hit the floor running and learned fast how to ask for pretty much everything. Publicity is all about being bold enough to ask everyone you can to spotlight your clients and their resources. It's continually seeking out and asking for opportunities. A big stretch for me was learning how to push past my own insecurities and fears in asking. Although starting out feeling awkward and uncomfortable in my requests, it became easier the more I did it and eventually became like second nature. Four valuable lessons learned through asking. 1. Asking doesn't have to hurt. What's the worst thing about asking? Someone might say no. That's it. Learning to not take no's personally frees us to ask without fear, which is good training in learning how to boldly approach with confidence in asking God for everything. Hebrews 4:16. If unsure what we're asking is God's will, we don't have to fear because if we are not asking for the right things, we'll learn because God will let us know. When you ask, you do not receive because you ask with wrong motives, that you may spend what you get on your pleasures. James 4:3. 2. Asking opens doors. Jesus is our example of stepping out to knock and ask for doors to be opened. Here I am. I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in and eat with that person and they with me. Revelation 3:20. We're also encouraged to knock and ask. My publicity pitching taught me if I wanted to see doors open, it's all about knocking and asking. Ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened to you. Matthew 7:7. 3. Asking leads to answers. James 4:2 explains how often we don't have things just because we aren't asking. To my surprise in asking, there were people who responded in ways I didn't see coming. Some I thought would say yes, didn't. Others I didn't think would even respond said yes, even exceeding my expectations at times. Because I depended on God's leading in asking and not leaning on my own limited understanding, amazing things happened. Like Proverbs 3:5 urges, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. Opportunities I hadn't even imagined came to be because I asked. Now to Him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we can ask or imagine, according to His power that is at work within us. Ephesians 3:20. And 4, asking glorifies God. As a senior publicist, I relied heavily on God to help me in the where, when, who, and how to ask for opportunities. And when the successes came, God received the glory. Likewise, when seeing our prayers answered, our goal should be to give Him the credit for moving on our behalf. Like Jesus told us in John 14:13, our successes are all about bringing glory to God. And I will do whatever you ask in my name, so that the Father may be glorified in the Son.
Hey everyone, thanks for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, a production of the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed what you heard today, we'd love for you to head over to iTunes and rate and review our podcast. It really does help people find us. This episode was produced by our managing editor, Kelly Givens, and recorded and edited by Stephen Sanders. Be sure to come back tomorrow as we examine more of God's Word.
Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local Angel Tree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship Angel Tree strengthens and encourages families every day. Angel Tree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
Hello, my name's Rachel Carmen, and I want to invite you to come over and listen to my podcast. It's called Real Refreshment. For years and years as a young mother, I chased after the wind, thinking that the world could offer me the refreshment I longed for. But it was only when I discovered it in the person of Jesus Christ that I really found refreshment. Come on over and join me as we dig into Bible study. I'll see you there.